Okay, so the Tour de Ski started today in Oberhof, Germany, and with the prologue, and the American team did very well with Jesse Diggins placing fifth and Sophie Caldwell placing ninth. It's a great day. Jesse was in the lead for quite a while until some of the other skiers, bested her time. It's still a great start for Jesse. It's her second tour, and we're going to catch up with her in Oberhof and chat with her about her day. So, Jesse, great start to the tour for you today.
Yep.
Tell us about your day, your skis. I know the conditions were tough in Oberhof. We'd love to hear about how things went for you.
It was a great day for our team. Fantastic way to, for me, it was about 100% better than last year. Because last year, I was coming off of sickness, and then I fell the first day, and I started my tour in the 60-something place. But this year it's a million times better, and the conditions were a little challenging out there. I think what's cool about our team is that we're very versatile, and we're like, hey, you know what? It's raining, but it's the same for everyone, and we're tough. We can go do this. I was really psyched with my skis. My Salomon boards were so fast, and our Waxx just nailed it. And so it was a it was the kind of course that I liked, and you know, tough condition, but it's hard for everyone. And I'm just really happy with the day and to start the tour off on a really good note.
Now, how much of an asset is it for you coming into this tour, having done one already? We have to assume that gives you more confidence.
Yes. Well, I was thinking about it, and I was like, almost no matter what I do tomorrow, it will be better than the start of my tour last year. And this year I've got more experience. I've raced at the venue before, so I know what to expect, and I know how the tour goes in terms of, you know, you have to be eating and drinking a lot and sleeping a lot and just really on top of the recovery and taking care of yourself so that you can race day after day after day. And so I think that having done that in the past and knowing, all right, here's how my body's going to feel and here's what I need to do to take care of it, is a huge help.
Yeah, absolutely. I know talking to Keegan over the years, having done the tour several times, this has helped her. And, of course, all the rest of you guys benefit from that. How is it at the tour without having her there? She's more or less the team leader, but you guys have all proven your worth on your own. How is it there?
The atmosphere here is great. I think everyone's excited, and we came here, and it was raining. We're all like, sweet. So, Keegan's very good here, but also, like, Liz has done the tour a couple times now, Holly as well, and they've been great role models for me and Sophie. And I think that everyone here is bringing something to the table, and I think that together we're making a really great atmosphere, and we're definitely missing, you know, Keegan and Sadie and Ida, and it is weird to be in the World Cup without the entire team, for sure. But we've been seeing in touch and getting really cute emails and texts from the girls, and so it's nice. I feel like even though they're not here with us, we're all still one team together.
Absolutely. Well, well put, Jesse. Well, that's great. It's exciting to see you guys out there. You and Sophie really laid it down today. We were really cheering on the sides here back home and rooting for you. So we're hoping the rest of the tour is great for the Americans and the Canadian gals and, of course, the guys as well. So all the best. Thanks for spending time with us and all the best with the rest of the tour.
All right. Thank you so much.